Movies with iconic sounds, and you're listening to CJLO 1690 AM here in Montreal.
A new Concordia student group is advocating to replace the school's major food service. Fed Up Concordia is a grassroots student organization which started in August before this school year. They are bringing attention to issues with Aramark, the largest food provider on Concordia's campus, and hoping to eventually have this service replaced. There have been different campaigns to replace Aramark over the years, but Fed Up Concordia is hoping to get the support of the student body through the upcoming student by-elections. The student by-elections are hosted by the Concordia Student Union. In addition to filling vacant seats on the union's executive, it is a chance for students to vote yes or no to various referendum questions, thus enabling the union to advocate for certain things, a sort of democratic and institutionalized petition. Here is Fed Up Concordia organizer Mia Kennedy reading the question being posed to the student body.
The referendum question is in three parts. The first one is trying to end exclusive contracts with multinational corporations on campus, so essentially not allowing corporations like Aramark to be the only ones able to serve food. The second one would be to support, enhance, and incubate local food initiatives, so that would include developing an alternative to Aramark, in addition to supporting other organizations on campus like Frigo Vert, People's Potato, the Hive Cafe. And lastly, asking Concordia to implement a holistic food policy that includes strong commitments to social and environmental justice. So these are all values that already most students align with, and it's really important to get this passed because that way the Concordia Student Union, who's already really supportive of this, they're further empowered to advocate for these things when they're talking with the admin.
Fed Up Concordia began their campaign on Monday, November 11th of this year. They want to mobilize students around two central issues regarding Aramark. One is the quality of the food. There have been reports over the years of food being moldy, unsanitary, and poorly prepared from students. The other is Aramark's involvement in the prison industrial complex. Aramark is the largest food provider to U.S. private and public prisons. Here is another Fed Up organizer, Shyam Raghavan.
Our main goal is healthier choices and sustainable options in terms of food for all students on campus. And it also involves replacing companies with more ethical companies.
Neither Concordia nor Aramark responded to requests for comment. The Concordia student by-election campaign period lasts until November 18th. The polling of the student body lasts from November 19th to November 21st. For CJLO News and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Adam Innes.
Good evening. You're listening to CJLO 1690 on AM radio airwaves or online at CJLO.com. We are live from Montreal. This is Hitting All the Bases. I'm your host, Sam, and I hope y'all are doing great. It's kind of chilly today here in Montreal, actually. I don't know about where you guys are, but it is a little chilly here. What else do I have to say? Oh yes, on Thursday of this week, I'm the VP of events for a club here at Concordia that's called Concordia Art. So Concordia, and then you add art at the end, but no double A. And we really focus on like fostering connections and networking and bridging the gaps between students and, you know, people in the Montreal area, but especially between students, because it can be kind of isolating to be an art student sometimes. So we're on this Thursday from 6 to 9 p.m. We are holding a little BYOB paint and sip at the Cafe Camas event space, which is in Griffin Town. It's from 6 to 9. Tickets are $8. And with that $8, you get your little paint by numbers kit, and you can bring whatever you would like to drink. We will be supplying a little bit of bubbly, like the Michael Bublé bubbly seltzer water stuff. And I am making cupcakes, which is really fun and exciting. We've sold 13 tickets. Our occupancy is, we cap out at 25. So there are still about 10 tickets left if anyone is interested in going. I think it's going to be great and really fun. And I'm stoked for it. And my cupcakes, let me tell you guys, they came out of the oven so beautiful. One had a little bit of a spillage. Like, they were, some of them were a little bit full. I can definitely get more than a dozen out of this mix. But yeah, it was great. They look great. I'm going to ice them tomorrow. So that's really exciting if you're interested in coming. Also, another reminder that on November 29th from 10 a.m. to, oh my gosh, 4 p.m., I will be in the atrium of the library building at the downtown campus for the CAPS Holiday Market Fair. The fundraiser of choice this year is Centrade. I'm also donating cupcakes to their fundraising table to, you know, help them raise money. So, yeah, that's very exciting. How many cupcakes am I donating? That's a really good question, and I'm not sure. But we'll figure it out. Anyways, do I have anything else really fun and exciting to say? No, not really. Went to the planetarium this weekend on Saturday. That was really fun. I recommend you should go to the planetarium and watch the movies because they're really beautiful, and it's really fun. I feel like that's all I have to say. Yeah, that is. So we have a bunch of random music today, like nothing in particular, to be quite honest with y'all, but it's mostly stuff that I've been like listening to recently or like have recently discovered. So what time is it? 7, 7 plus 8, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 15. Okay, we're gonna listen to one song, ad break, chit-chat, and then a few more songs. So the first song that we're going to listen to, because it's a long song, is Oh Superman by Laurie Anderson. And I'll catch you guys after that when we chat about it. So here is Oh Superman by Laurie Anderson.
Oh Superman. Oh, Mom and Dad, Mom and Dad, Oh, Superman. Oh, Mom and Dad, Mom and Dad,
hi, I'm not home right now, but if you want to leave a message, just start talking at the sound of the tone. Ready to go.
you can come as you are. The pay as you go. Pay as you go. Okay, who is this really? And the voice said, this is the hand. The hand that takes. This is the hand. The hand that takes. Here come the planes. They're American planes, made in America. Smoking? Oh, non-smoking. And the voice said, neither snow nor rain, nor blue night shall stay these couriers from the swift completion of their appointed round. Your pen.
discover a festival where documentary films and celebrations come together. Bold screenings followed by electrifying nights. Come and experience RIDM. It's happening in Montreal from November 20th to December 1st. Check out the complete program at RIDM.ca. The Montreal International Documentary Festival, RIDM, where all stories meet.
Are you sick and tired of trying to burn plastic straws on the beach in order to start a fire? Do you start crying whenever your father tries to talk to you about Martin Rosen's 1978 film Watership Down? Then come on down to Union Farm. We play music ranging from everything to ballet funk, to atmospheric black metal, to neoclassical dark wave, to industrial ambient, and even to chart-topping hits. And remember to leave your kids at home, they're really annoying. Union Farm. Every Thursday at 10 p.m. right here on CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal.
Good evening. Welcome back. You're listening to CJLO 1690 on AM radio airwaves or online at CJLO.com. We are live from Montreal. This is Hitting All the Bases. I'm your host, Sam, and we're going to chat about our first song because it was a long one, 8 minutes and 25 seconds, to be specific. So we started with Oh Superman by Laurie Anderson. Now, this was released in 1982 off of the album Big Science. Laurie Anderson is an American avant-garde artist, musician, and filmmaker whose work includes performance art, pop music, and multimedia products. And the song is about how technology can't save you. And this is something interesting that I found while I was doing my research about her, is she was actually married to Lou Reed for the last like 5 or 6 years of her life, from 2008 to 2013. Lou Reed passed away in 2013. Laurie Anderson is still alive. But they are married, which I didn't know. Fascinating. They're not anymore. Well, I mean, I guess they kind of are because they died married, but like he's not alive. So she's a widow is the term I'm looking for. Okay. our next, ooh, that was a little microphone squeak. I'm so sorry. Okay, our next three songs, we have You Want It Darker by Leonard Cohen, then we have My Girlfriend is a Witch by October Country, and then we have Everything in Its Right Place by Radiohead, and then we're going to chit-chat again, because I love a good chit-chat. So, let's get you guys going with You Want It Darker by Leonard Cohen. Here we go.
Dealer, I'm out of the game. If you are the healer, means I'm broken and lame. If thine is the glory, then mine must be the shame. You want it darker, we kill the flame. Magnified, sanctified be thy holy name. Vilified, crucified in the human frame. A million candles burning for the help that never came. You want it darker. Hey, nay, nay, hey, nay, nay. I'm ready, my lord. There's a lover in the story, but the story's still the same. There's a lullaby for suffering and a paradox to blame. But it's written in the scriptures and it's not some idle claim. You want it darker, we kill the flame. They're lining up the prisoners and the guards are taking aim. I struggled with some demons. They were middle class and tame. I didn't know I had permission to murder and to maim. You want it darker? I'm ready, my lord. Magnified, sanctified be thy holy name. Vilified, crucified in the human frame. A million candles burning for the love that never came. You want it darker? We kill the flame. If you are the dealer, let me out of the game. If you are the healer, I'm broken and lame. If thine is the glory, mine must be the shame. You want it darker?
Welcome back. You're listening to CJLO 1690 on AM radio airwaves or online at CJLO.com. We are live from Montreal. This is Hitting All the Bases. I'm your host, Sam. And let's run through those three songs that we just listened to. So we started off that little trio with You Want It Darker by Leonard Cohen. This was released in 2016 off of the album, which is also called You Want It Darker. And this was the last album that was released by Cohen himself before his death in November of 2016. This was released October of 2016. Leonard Cohen was a Canadian singer, songwriter, poet, and novelist from Montreal. He was actually born in Westmount. And then we had My Girlfriend is a Witch by October Country. This was released in 1968 off of the album October Country Expanded Edition. October Country was an American folk rock band formed in 1967 in Los Angeles. And after they released their final single, which is called Cowboys and Indians, they disbanded as a band in late 1968. They literally were a band for like a year. I didn't get much into like the lore. I couldn't find that much information on why they split up and only lasted a year, like what the vibes were, but I love that song. So, and then we had Everything in Its Right Place by Radiohead. This was released in 2000 off of the album Kid A. Radiohead are an English rock band from Abingdon, Oxfordshire, formed in 1985. Our next three songs, we've got Diamonds and Rust by Joan Baez, Alibis by Marianas Trench, and then Cherimoya by Jordan Ward. So let's get to it with Diamonds and Rust by Joan Baez. Baez is how you spell it. I'm gonna guess it's pronounced Baz. Here we go.
But that's not unusual. It's just that the moon is full and you happen to call. And here I sit, and on the telephone, hearing a voice I'd known a couple of light years ago, heading straight for a fall. As I remember, your eyes were bluer than robin's eggs. My poetry was lousy, you said. Where are you? you calling from? A booth in the Midwest. 10 years ago I bought you some cufflinks. You brought me something. We both know what memories can bring. They bring diamonds and rust. Scene already a legend, the unwashed phenomenon, the original vagabond. You strayed into my arms, and there you stayed, temporarily lost at sea. The Madonna was yours for free. Yes, the girl on the half shell. Now I see you standing with brown leaves falling all around and snow in your hair. Now you're smiling out the window of that crummy hotel over Washington Square. Our breath comes out white clouds, mingles and hangs in the air. Another word for it. You were so good with words and at keeping things vague. 'Cause I need some of that vagueness now. It's all come back too clearly. Yes, I loved you dearly. And if you're offering me diamonds and rust, I've already paid.
From the scrapes and bruises to the familiar abuses, I'll kick and scream, but it never changes anything. And I could spill my guts out, wearing my best little girl pout, and I almost missed it. But nobody said that this was gonna be easy. This is not the man I hoped to be in. I'm just trying to stop the bleeding. I don't know how to word it. I just started to deserve it, and familiar here anymore.
Jeremiah, I've been waiting all season for you. Haven't seen nothing like you before. Can you help bring me back to normal? You're my favorite one.
You're the rarest one.
How could I go back just for temporary satisfaction? You've always been real good to me. My Jeremiah is so sweet,
so sweet.
All the best things come naturally. Thought I'd find your ass only on the beach. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, oh, oh.
Where you been all this time? Are you foreign? Nothing commonly found in the stores could compare to what I'm enjoying. You're my favorite one.
You're the rarest one.
Why would I go back just for temporary satisfaction? You've always been real good to me. My Jeremiah is so sweet,
so sweet.
All the best things come naturally.
I'ma eat your ass right up on the beach.
Oh, 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 oh.
Hey, this is Chris Cohen, and you are listening to CJLO, Montreal Underground Radio.
M for Montreal is back. From November 20th to 23rd, come check out the festival that highlights the best new music in the city. There's something for everyone, with concerts varying in all sorts of musical styles. Make sure to check out their jam-packed marathon events, such as BP Club and En Stereo at Theatre Fairmount, Grand Public, Radiant Baby, and Wizard at Casa del Popolo, Bonnie Trash, Breeze, and Dermabrasion at La Sauterrenia, plus performances and DJ sets from Shea Leah, Lara, Virginie B, La Force, Claire Vincent, and more. For more information and to buy tickets, visit mpolmontreal.com.
Hi, I'm Sydney Sheedy.
And I'm Piper Curtis.
We are the producers of Discordia, a 10-part audio docuseries for CJLO 1690 AM, funded by the Community Radio Fund of Canada Radio Meters Program.
Discordia offers a deep dive into key moments from the history of student activism at Concordia, from the 1969 Computer Center occupation to the 2024 student encampment for Gaza and the ongoing fight against tuition hikes.
Featuring archival material, original interviews, and discussions with current student activists and researchers, we explore ongoing motivations and tensions in student mobilization and solidarity in Montreal.
This program is made in collaboration with CJLO's Volunteer Corps. To get involved, contact us at discordia@cjlo.com.
Tune into the first episode of Discordia on Monday, November 11th at 6 p.m. on CJLO 1690 AM or online at cjlo.com. Our episodes will also be available in the archives online at cjlo.com.
All right. Welcome back. You're listening to CJLO 1690 on AM radio airwaves or online at cjlo.com. We are live from Montreal. This is Hitting All the Bases. I'm your host, Sam. And let's run through those three songs that we just listened to. We started with Diamonds and Rust by Joan Baez. This was released in 1975 off of the album Joan Baez, How Sweet This Sound. She is an American singer, songwriter, musician, and activist, and her contemporary folk music often includes songs of protest and social justice. Baez has been performing publicly for over 60 years and has released more than 30 albums. Then we had September by Mariana Trench. which was released in 2006 off of the album Fix Me, the first ever album released by Marianas Trench. And they are a Canadian pop rock band from Vancouver. And then we had Cherimoya by Jordan Ward, released in 2023 off of the album called Forward. Jordan Ward is an American singer, songwriter, and dancer. He transitioned to music in 2017, but spent his professional career prior to 2017 as a dancer. Our last two songs of the night, we've got Caroline by Baby Rose, Bad Bad Not Good, and Mariba, and These Days recorded by Nico. So let's get you guys going with Caroline by Baby Rose, Bad Bad Not Good, and Mariba.
Caroline, I know I left so soon without goodbye. You were kind when I was hard on you. You didn't mind, Caroline. To the stars, still shine through the pine, Caroline. Are you still?
Thank you. working these days. These days. These days I seem to think a lot about the things that I forgot to do. And all the times I had the chance to. I stopped my rambling. I don't do too much gambling these days. I seem to think about how all the changes came about my way. And I wonder if I'd see another these days. These days. And if I seem to be afraid to live the life that I have made in song, it's just that I've been losing so. Cornerstones and count the time and quarter turns to ten. Please don't confront me with my failures. I had not forgotten them.
All right. Welcome back. You're listening to CJLO 1690 on AM radio airwaves or online at CJLO.com. We are live from Montreal. This is Hitting All the Bases. I'm your host, Sam. And let's run through those last two songs. We started out with Baby Rose. We started out with Caroline by Baby Rose, Bad Bad Not to Go, featuring Mariba, released in April of 2024 off of the album Slow Burn. It's a collab album between Baby Rose and Bad Bad Not Good. This song in particular features Mariba. Baby Rose is an American singer from Washington, D.C. Bad Bad Not Good is a Canadian instrumental band and production team from Toronto. And Mariba is an American singer, songwriter, rapper, and record producer from Alabama. I'm Southern. I'm not, but I was trying. Then we had These Days by Nico. Released in 1967 off of the album Chelsea Girl, this song was written by Jackson Brown. He wrote the song when he was only 16 years old, and it was first recorded by Nico, and Nico's arrangement was later recorded by several other artists. Since Nico did the first ever recording of this song, it's been re-recorded / covered 41 times and featured in 8 soundtracks. Nico was a German singer, songwriter, actress, and model who Andy Warhol had a bit of an obsession with. All right, well, something I do need to say is that coming up in December at some point, there will be a time change for my show. I'm hoping to get the slot before me. Dreamscapes is switching up their time, but they will announce that to you if you are a listener of Dreamscapes. But I am hoping to get the 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. slot starting in December. It is not confirmed yet, but fingers crossed. But I will keep you guys updated on if my time slot changes. Yeah, I'm still going to be sticking to the evening / late night shows, but I just hope for something a little bit better because, you know, Concordia say, we don't have no money for shuttle bus. And the students are like, excuse me, what do you mean? And Concordia is like, so sorry, we only spend 1% of our budget on student services. We have no money for shuttle bus because, you know, tuition hikes, less students, but where's the rest of the 99% of the budget? That's another issue. But because there's no shuttle bus, I got to take the metro and it takes anywhere from like 30 minutes to an hour to get home. So we're looking for something that's a little less late. That's kind of all I got to say, guys. If you're interested in the Peyton Sip that I talked about in the beginning, you can head over to Instagram and search up Concordiart Concordiart. There's a link in the bio for the link tree to get tickets for the Peyton Sip. $8. It's a BYOB event this Thursday, November 14th. Your $8 includes your Peyton Sip kit, your seat, if there's cupcakes left, and a little bit of bubbly Michael Bublé sparkling water, and also just some really good vibes. It's also going to be a trivia night. We've got some really fun art trivia coming up. Also, if you do have Instagram, every Tuesday is Trivia Tuesday over on the Concordia Art Instagram stories. Test your skills. I got 10 of the trivia questions right today. If you can do better, tell me. I want proof. I want receipts because this was hard today. It's Coquette themed art history trivia. And then Friday, November 29th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., I will be in the atrium of the library building at the Sir George Williams campus at Concordia University having a table selling my things, plants, prints, merch, like blankets, mouse pads, notebooks, tote bags, originals, prints I've done by myself in the darkroom of like photos I've taken, and then also prints of some original paintings. And I will be selling that at the Holiday Art Market, which is a fundraiser for Centrade. I'm also going to be donating cupcakes to the fundraiser table by the CAPS team, which is the career advising program. They're the ones doing the market. So if you want some cupcakes and you want to look at some really sick art and meet your all-time favorite ever radio DJ, because like I'm literally the best person on the planet and you actually love me so much because you have never heard anybody better on the radio, that's an option for the 29th of November. And you can see what I have and maybe buy something, because that'd be really great because I'm moving next summer and I don't want to move all of this stuff with me because I have a lot of things. So I would just like to move less things. So you could help me out by buying something for me, you know? So you're doing everybody a favor. You can get a cupcake because you just donated, raised money. And you can buy something for me because I have a lot of stuff. And I can meet you and then it'll be like a great grand fun time because I have no idea how many people actually listen. So anyways, that's kind of it for me. Thank you so much for listening. This is Hitting All the Bases. I'm your host, Sam, and I will catch you guys next Tuesday. And as always, you're listening to CJLO 1690 on AM radio airwaves or online at CJLO.com. We are live from Montreal, and I will catch you guys next Tuesday.